You know, you could sign up on chipdrop.com. Actually, it's getchipdrop.com, a service called ChipDrop, totally free, and you just put your name on the list for local arborists nearby to drop by your place and leave you a ton of chips, wood chips, for free. So this is a great way to just get an instant head quantum leap forward in terms of organic matter in your space. And if you're building a compost pile, you can use this in conjunction with free coffee grounds that almost any coffee shop you can think of will be more than happy to give you. Even Starbucks, you know, if you go in there, feel free to use their bathrooms for free and then grab their coffee grounds and walk out. That's the one thing you can use the Starbucks for these days, and race sensitivity training. So I wanted to mention ChipDrop because this is awesome, right? If you add this as your browns and then some coffee grounds as your greens, you need to mix it up a bit more, some manures. You can start a nice compost pile, get that thing going hot, and then within a matter of weeks, have nice compost that you can mix with some of your soil, and a little of this, a little of that. You have your own potting soil to get your garden or your containers or your whatever started, sunken beds, raised beds, whatever you need to work with for where you are and whatever you have access to, start. Get started now. And this is just one way of again, getting a ton of organic matter delivered to your door. You can even list wood species if you don't want them. I don't know how well this is going to work, and especially if you're not in a very populated area, like maybe you can't afford to be entirely picky about it. But there are other uses I wanted to mention while we're on the topic of coffee grounds, beyond just using it as a source of the greens in your compost. Coffee grounds themselves have an NPK of 2 to 0.3 to 0.6 as a fertilizer. I've noticed my worms love them when you're using them in the worm bin. Do keep that a little mindful of how much you're putting in there. You don't want to get them too caffeinated. And you can also just mulch directly around tomatoes, other things that love nitrogen. So great uses beyond just composting those coffee grounds. And it's totally free. Again, stop by any Starbucks and they'll be more than happy to give it to you. Or whatever coffee shop you have access to, or just the ones you drink every morning. So why do I encourage you to start your garden? What's the big press here? Well, as always, I'm documenting the decline of modern agriculture, and we're seeing records fall every day, like the snow in Newfoundland just now, never previously recorded on this date, tons of other things. Taking a look at the Ice Age Farmer crop loss map, which just continues to grow, and I'm only highlighting at this point the ones that are significant numbers, 60%. This is sent in by a friend from Finland. Thanks for sending in. Let's go over there. And 40 to 60% of their cereal crops were lost due to a drought in southern Finland. Here it is translated. Historical drought destroys cereal crops. So Finland losses up to 60%. Grains sown in the spring have suffered the longest drought, and it's not as bad in the north. But they're even needing rain at this point just for their own water supply. This being called the worst drought in decades. It's also dry in Inner Mongolia, China, up to 40% of that huge, huge region experiencing drought. A persistent drought is affecting as much as 40% of China's remote northwestern region of Inner Mongolia, causing about $91 million in direct economic losses. Regional Weather Bureau said Inner Mongolia has seen 25% less rainfall than usual, and it's a bit warmer as well. This has caused a rat plague. And the only reason, I'm going to zoom in a little bit, the only reason I draw attention to this is because I like to say it's never the primary effects of something that are actually the thing that causes the system to go awry. It's the secondary or tertiary black swan, things you can't anticipate. In this case, a little bit less rain, and there's a rat plague. So that's the black swan here that's actually threatening millions of acres of grassland throughout the region. Watch out for those rat plagues. Moving on. Kenya as well, an agency issuing an early warning that the drought is going to be worsening there. Citizens need to be storing food and produce, farm produce, carefully to last throughout the upcoming dry spell. This is sort of a microcosm echo of the larger get prepared message here. The weather is changing. The climate is departing from its equilibria. Heavy rainfall, this is the other side of the spectrum, heavy rainfall events, the atmospheric compression, flash floods that are taking out both urban areas and are devastating crops. We've been documenting this video after video. Heavy rainfall floods dozens of homes across Greece. This is quite unusual during the summer season. rainfall exceeding 50 millimeters in many parts of the country, serious flooding in Mandra, the western seaside town that was hit also in November's deadly floods. In Vietnam, 23 people were killed and 11 are still missing after very heavy rainfall. Some harrowing video of these guys working in their excavators as a landslide swept them away. Not the project I'd like to be working on. And over here in the States, this just on Thursday, 200,000 people without power after severe thunderstorms roll through the United States. There was an F1 tornado as well that turned out to be fatal for some folks. This is what it looked like from GOES, the finger of God rolling across those states. And here's what that looks like in the sky once it reaches Florida. Remarkable shelf cloud from Alabama. And it was not just the grid that suffered. People's houses were demolished as well. So these are some of the extreme weather events lately. I also heard from Dale in Kansas, who let me know that a few weeks back, on Tuesday, they had received 77-mile-an-hour winds and hail, which destroyed all of the crops in the tri-state Kansas, Colorado, Nebraska area. He experienced total destruction of the winter wheat crop. This is winter wheat that was about 50 to 70 bushels to the acre, potentially. All corn that was about 4 feet tall was beaten down to 3 to 6 inch stumps. There was golf to tennis ball sized hail on top of those 70 mile an hour winds. And storm intensities in general have increased, he says, according. And crop failures are widespread. Thanks for all you do to inform us of what the cowardly mainstream media will not. Dale, thanks for writing in. It's just my honor to be with you, having conversations about how we move forward. So here is the picture that Dale sent in. You can see it's in pretty bad condition, which is to say totally demolished. I also found appraisals. Here's another picture. Looks beautiful, other than the devastation. Here's from Matthew Wygand, a Lincoln-based commodity broker in that area, confirming that Sherman County, Kansas, the wheat harvest was assessed at a total loss, and the corn was beat up pretty good as well. So this is exactly what Dale just wrote in. Really sorry for your loss, Dale. Bulgaria as well, some hail storms persistent there have caused crop yields to fall by 50 to 70%. Poor weather conditions have had a very negative impact. The instability of weather affects both crop quality and quantity, so even that which has been harvested is of inferior quality, he's saying. More than 1,000 hectares have been affected. Over 70% of the yield is damaged, rapeseed and wheat. And Denver, Colorado's having a bunch of hailstorms lately. Denver having another hailstorm, vegetables in the back, everything destroyed. Not going to have a garden this year. Should be growing inside as well there, folks. This is an echo of the huge hailstorm that happened in North Texas. This is a few weeks ago now, but I'm from North Texas. I was catching up with some friends there about how some of the car dealerships have been gradually replacing and repairing their cars. This was a massive hailstorm, $425 million. Now, you can look at these headlines. It was like God was throwing rocks at us. Despite being $425 million, it was not the most expensive ever. It was the most expensive this year. You can sort of see if you scroll down. And that is because in 2012, there was a series of hailstorms, including one which pummeled a ton of equipment at the airport. 110 planes damaged there. And those are expensive to repair. That was a $2 billion hailstorm. So that remains the most expensive in North Texas's history. But you can understand why folks here in Ankara, Turkey, were wrapping their cars before an oncoming hailstorm. At least they had some warning, and so they were able to get out there and prepare. And that is what I am attempting to do in my reports, folks, is provide some warning to you that agriculture is failing, the climate is changing thanks to the sun's cycles, the grand solar minimum. If you can start growing your own food, or even if you can only put some boxes or a tarp on your car, whatever means you have available to you, start today. Take daily steps towards self-sufficiency, because agriculture is falling over. Look at China. They're getting ready as best they can. The biggest smart greenhouse has just been completed. 15 billion renminbi. And that is 10,000 mu, which, according to this convenient little conversion factor here, it's a little crazy the way that turns out with all these 666s, but that looks like it's 2.5 square miles of indoor, or 1,600 acres over, of indoor smart greenhouses that China has just completed. They went live a few weeks ago when they planted 30,000 tomatoes in the same day. So that's an instant. Trying to make sure, there we go, 30,000 tomato seedlings were planted and are now growing quickly. It's expected that in mid to end July, the pure and standardized tomatoes will be sold to various countries in China, Hong Kong, and Russia. Pure and standardized is what they'd like you to think is the new smart agriculture, indoors, away from the threats of the changing climate. And again, just as they are getting prepared, I can only encourage you to start getting prepared today. Let's go build a future where we are growing our own food, where we have a resilient community, an anti-fragile community. And let's go build great things. Take care, folks.